Pulitzer Prize winner John Patrick Shanley's latest play, Prodigal Son, ends its run at Manhattan Theater Club in New York City tomorrow. Written and directed by Shanley, the autobiographical play features a 17-year-old boy from the Bronx who finds himself in a private school in New Hampshire. He is violent and gifted with a passion for writing and an intense desire to understand and control the world and his life. Two faculty members, played by Robert Sean Leonard and Chris McGarry, wrestle with the dilemma, is the kid a star or a disaster? Chris McGarry has worked with John Patrick Shanley a number of times, and I spoke with him recently in New York City and started by asking how his collaboration with Shanley started.
Oh, I've known Shanley since, it was probably 1998, 99 that I met him for the first time. We were both members of Labyrinth Theatre Company, and the first show that he did for the company was a play called Where's My Money? And I auditioned for one of the lead roles, which went to John Ortiz, fantastic actor, but I did not get the lead role. But I had a great audition. Shanley seemed very impressed with me in the audition room. A few days later, I got a call, and they said, you know, John would like you to be in the play, but there's a small role of a ghost. And at first, I was offended. Oh, I'm not going to come on and play a ghost. But, you know, then I stopped, and I realized this is John Patrick Shanley. This is a great, great playwright, and you want to work with him. So I did. In the middle of rehearsal, he came up to me, and he said, you know, you're a great actor, and you're doing me a huge favor with this. I'm going to write you a great role. And I rolled my eyes and thought, sure, sure. And the next play that he wrote was a play, Dirty Story, and he wrote me a great role, and we've just been on a roll since then. I've done, six or seven things with him since then, yeah.
I was looking at your bio, and I was like, that's Shanley. Amazing. Because he, we're not the first to discover this. You and I aren't making a huge discovery in this room right now, but the way that he writes, the language he creates, the stories and the worlds and the sentences are so incredible. It is your job to get up there each night and say them. You have to live them but not live in them while you do it. What is it like to perform his lines? How do you, you know they're so great, but you also just have to say them as your character because they're what you would say.
It's just something you relish as an actor. You know, I've been out in L.A. for years doing television, and, you know, the writing is not the same as it is in the theater. And with Shanley's, it's just like a roller coaster. You just get on it and you ride it. But you're so right about his language, and it's interesting. Before I knew Shanley, I saw a play of his, Beggars in the House of Plenty, at Manhattan Theater Club, stage one space, to find myself now, 20 years later, in a play that he's written and he's directing, and is essentially the companion piece to that play. It just blows my mind, because that play, I was struck when I saw it. I was a young theater kid, you know, and the language, it was just, everything was elevated and heightened and beautiful and exciting and visceral, and I thought, that's what I want to do. So to find myself here doing it, it's unbelievable. It really is.
What have been some of the things you value as an artist?
I value very much, I got involved with the Labyrinth Theater Company years ago, and in many ways they kind of saved my life artistically. Just a great, incredible group of people. And I just forged fantastic friendships that have endured all of these years. Stephen Adley Girgis, Brett C. Leonard, John Patrick Shanley, playwrights, fantastic writers, and I worked on all of their plays. But John Shanley, I have to say, you know, he's given me so much opportunity. You know, when I toured Doubt for 8 months across the country with Cherry Jones, playing Father Flynn with Cherry Jones, and that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you know. I remember when I did, also just to be on Broadway, I mean, I did Salome with Al Pacino, and I just remember standing there one night and thinking, I just can't believe I'm here on a Broadway show. I mean, this was my dream, and it's realized. I'm actually doing it. And I thought, I'll never do this again. I'll never be in another Broadway show. And then I worked on Doubt, and I got to do that. Did that for a week or two on Broadway because I was understudying, and then I did the tour. But I would say Shanley has provided. He's made a lot of my dreams come true. Absolutely.
How young were you when Broadway became the dream? When did you want to be, know about it and know you wanted to be there?
It's interesting. When I was younger, I mean, I was an incredibly shy child, very, very shy. And I wanted to be a magician when I was younger. So I was one of these kids just alone in his room shuffling cards for hours on end. My senior year of high school, my older brother, who's given me a lot of great advice over the years, he told me that I should take a Shakespeare class. There was this woman, Mrs. Bradley, who taught a Shakespeare class in my high school, and I took the class, and at the end of the class, we had to reenact a scene from a Shakespeare play, and I did Othello, because, you know, it was ridiculous. I looked like Daryl Hall, you know, this is the 80s, I had my hair down to my shoulders, blonde, but I was Othello. And, you know, I murdered Desdemona at the end of the play, And
no, spoiler alert.
Oh yes.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that. I did it, and we just had to memorize the parts and do it. And the superintendent of the schools came, and he gave me, you know, best actor. They had these silly awards, but it was just that moment, you know, similar to the play Prodigal Son. It was that moment where someone sees something in you that you didn't necessarily see. And I thought, oh wow, people seem to think I'm really good at this, and then I don't have to worry about all the props and the sweaty palms in terms of the magic. You know, maybe I should try this acting thing. That was it. I went to a community college and I started doing plays there. And I was hooked. That's all I wanted to do. My grades went down the toilet. I started doing community theater. I moved into the city, did off-Broadway, you know, off-off-Broadway, off-Broadway, and just kept working nonstop.
Chris McGarry co-stars in the Manhattan Theater Club production of John Patrick Shanley's Prodigal Son, which ends its run in New York City tomorrow. For more information, visit prodigalsonplay.com.